All right, welcome to Live Out Loud Podcast.
We got the Gahead.
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 We got the Gahead from the podcast room, or the production room. Anyway, Live Out Loud Podcast, thanks for joining us. I'm Scott.
I'm Gary.
And we got Smurf over in the control room. Say hi, Smurf.
Hi, Smurf.
There we go.
I'm very tired.
Not quite the energy you usually have.
I'm just going to take a nap.
Yeah. All right. You know, do us a favor if you're watching us right now live on Facebook. Share us with your friends. Let's see if we can get a bazillion people watching today.
What does bazillion come after?
Gazillion.
That doesn't sound like you know.
Gazillion? Yes. A Google. A Google's a real number. You know that?
Google?
Google.
A Google.
A
Google.
Is it a Google or just Google? That's a number.
It's a goggle. Oh, the number?
Google.
I don't know.
It's like one with a million zeros after it.
It's like a Google of geese?
Yes. Yes.
It's a giggle.
Wait a minute.
Geese.
Wait a minute. Let me go on my phone and gaggle that and see what it says. All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Again,
hello, Larry. You know, share this with your friends and everything. Here on this Friday afternoon, we've been doing our Saturdays, but every once in a while we got to squeeze a Friday in because, you know, hey, keeps us on our toes. We've had a busy week, a lot of things going on and everything. I want to talk to everybody about Addiction Training Center, and we're going to do that in just a little bit. And I want to tell you more about Broadcast Beat Studios, which is where we are. We're going to do that in a bit, but the first thing I have to say is, Gary, you're much happier today than you were last week when Tammy was getting on a boat and leaving you.
That's right. That's right. I am much happier. I've been happier all week because she came home Monday. And yesterday was her birthday, and we celebrated her birthday, and I spent the whole day with her, didn't go to work.
That's right. Tammy, happy 21st birthday.
Again?
You did. Why would you do that? Why?
Because
why would you do that?
Because she's not an idiot.
Gary.
I'm glad. Yeah, really. I'm glad you had a good week, because the weekend ain't going to be good after that.
No, Tammy is not an idiot, and she knows she's not 21.
Oh, okay.
And she's not trying to fool anybody, but she looks great.
Terry's watching. She says she's going to get in trouble at work, but it's worth watching. Terry, if you get any trouble at work, just send them to talk to Gary and I. We've got a pass for you.
No, just share them the Facebook link, and they'll be laughing so hard.
Yes,
they don't care.
Share it with your boss. That's a good idea, Smurf.
Right.
Greg Sherman's watching. David is watching.
Greg Sherman. All right.
Yeah.
Greg Sherman. D's watching. D. Nice.
All right. And Therese is watching. See, Therese doesn't go on a boat and leave me because I'm too much fun to leave behind.
You just have a fun behind.
No, she takes little trips without me every once in a while, you know, as often as she possibly can.
JP is up in Canada.
All right.
JP took the first video of the long run. Very talented guy. And Wendy Wood, who is an incredible singer, is on with us right now.
All right. Well, hi to everybody. And I know a lot of these guys are friends of yours. I've got to say, we went out last week to see you perform
with
the Wolfpack.
With the Wolfpack.
It was at the park in Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be a really nice night.
Yeah, yeah.
A little warm, but, you know, not as bad as it could have been. There was a little bit of a breeze.
There was a breeze going on, yeah.
It was awesome.
Well, wait a minute. There was a breeze for you. Where were you standing?
I was up on the stage.
In front of what?
A fan blowing.
Yes. Everyone on stage is sweating, and there's Gary with his hair flowing like Fabio, and he's singing. Everyone else is dying. Nobody else had a fan.
I can't believe it's not warm.
The horn blowers couldn't even face each other because they were blowing hot air out of their horns. And you got that fan going, your hair's just flowing, and you were just Stevie Nicks moments all the way.
Yeah. I had my lace, and I had everything just going.
You did spin in a circle once or twice, I'll tell you. Great performance. Oh, the whole band.
And
I've got to say... the guitar player who sang the Doobie Brothers song.
Wayne Hood.
Mm-hmm. For some reason, I just haven't been at a show where he's performed.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, he's always played guitar and it's always been great, but I haven't seen him actually take a lead singing on a song.
Yeah, he's good, isn't he?
Wayne, if you're listening, or if anybody knows Wayne, badass brother. It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was awesome. And I'm thinking, like, give him more songs.
Yeah. You know? Well, he also does Keep Playing That Rock and Roll by Edgar Winter. He's good. Okay. Wayne's really good.
Yeah, but see, I got a thing for the Doobie Brothers, though.
There's a funny thing about him. And Wayne, he talks like this. You know, he's really low. And then when he gets to singing, he's like, gather around the corner. Yeah. Help him out from my app.
Yeah, I know. And he's so laid back, and he's just so relaxed. I mean, you know, and he's got that little, like, that thing there. I think Custer had the same thing when he came over the hill, the mustache. And
the goatee.
Yeah, the goatee. Yeah, the goatee, yeah. Yeah. No, but he killed it. Wayne... awesome job, and all the guys up there. I mean,
yep.
You know, I got some good footage. I want to Smurf. Remind me, I want to give you some footage of that show. We're going to put it on our website or on our Facebook page.
Awesome, you could have sent it to me today. I could be playing it while we're all talking.
That's why I'm telling you to remind me, because obviously I freaking forgot.
And we also have Randy Ridenour, who used to play drums for the Long Run, who is on right now, or just came on for a second and then left.
Well, and
if he didn't, and. Hello, Randy.
Yeah, and Lance, you know, shout out there, says, hi, Gary. Lance, there's two people here at the studio. Three, actually. You know, Gary is...
Well, we're family.
Oh, is he really?
Well, as close to family as you can without having the same blood.
No, it's okay. We're so happy everybody's joined us. Today, we're talking about That's Entertainment.
That's entertainment.
That's entertainment. That's it feels like it should be something, you know. And it's just things that entertain us. We want to know on Facebook, all you guys out there listening and stuff, what entertains you? Now, anybody could say, yeah, going to a good movie is entertainment, you know.
Right.
We're looking for those things that are a little bit outside the box.
When you're sober.
Well,
being clean,
yes.
And sober. Because that's exactly what we're here for, is to make sure that you realize that you can have fun being clean and sober.
I got pizza breath. I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're just, way over there.
I just burped in my own face. Did you ever do that?
With a microphone?
Yeah. I held it. I tried.
He always burps into the microphone.
Not when
Ryan,
we're on
you're
the
gonna
show.
Have to, well, not on the show, but before, Ryan, we're going to have to wash the windscreens,
this,
buddy.
Well, this windscreen protects it from
yeah, but not
pepperoni
from
burps,
grossness.
Right?
Pepperoni burps can be... potent.
Nothing burps better than pepperoni. Let me tell you.
Burps.
Yeah. Well, I burped inside my own head, and it's just like it's floating around in there now. All right.
Hi, Barry. Barry is working on somebody's mouth right now, listening to the show.
All right. Wednesday, Sunny Isle Beach, Wolfpack is performing. Is that correct?
And tonight,
I'd like to say that I'm very smart about that, but it's actually David. Let us know.
Oh, Dave. Did he?
David.
Oh. Well done, David. How come I don't have you come up here? Anyway, yeah, David, we are, as a matter of fact, tonight we are at Delray Beach Old School Amphitheater.
Amphitheater? We're at the Old School Amphitheater.
We're at the Old School Amphitheater starting at 7:30.
I love that place.
Yeah.
That's great. The first time I saw you play, was that?
That's right. When we were doing the acoustic thing.
You were the short run.
That's right. It was John and Chuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But the other John wasn't available, so you had to get Chuck.
It was a short run.
Many times I've seen, you know, Gary, John, and John, and it was like, you know, two Johns and a dude. That's the name of their show. But
And a dude.
Yvonne puts out, always music. Music is always her entertainment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which
Yvonne,
I think that's
is
true
is
for
the
everybody.
Show a lot. This is the show a lot.
And we live by this. The music is amazingly therapeutic.
Yes, it is.
It is distracting. It is mindful building. It is everything. I mean, music is actually lights up more parts of your brain than any other activity you could do.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
Enhances that dopamine.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we
As
go.
As a matter of fact, music is so important in our lives that that's how we met, because you started a musical therapy program at the treatment center you were at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you came in as a special guest. You know, thought you were a client. Turned out you weren't. You were a guest.
I thought I was a client, too.
Sorry we locked you up for those 2 weeks before we figured it out. But if you stopped drooling, we would have been okay. No.
That's a...
You came in as a special guest mm-hmm. from a friend of ours and just performed.
Mm-hmm.
But there was something, both professionally and as a friend, I immediately gravitated towards you and said, you know, this is a guy I want to work with and this guy I want to get to know, you know. And so we became friends very quickly.
And that was 2 years ago.
And that started working together. And, you know, and now we're doing so many different things together. Mm-hmm.
including Live Out Loud and entertaining. And that's what the show's about. Entertainment.
Entertainment. Yes, that's right. See how that all came back? That all came, you're so proud of yourself, right? You just kind of looped it all around. Everything's connected.
Segways.
It's all connections, people.
Life is a segue.
Life is a segue.
I don't like segues. I'm afraid I'm going to fall off. But I...
Oh, it took me a moment. I forget the segues, you know. It was like,
they're pretty. Okay. They're not around anymore. And now it's hoverboards. I'm sorry.
And again, reason number 101 why Smurf is in the other room now.
It lets me process my thoughts, just not great.
Therese says we have a bromance, you and I.
We do.
We do. I'll admit it.
I'm not ashamed of a bromance.
I'll admit it. I mean, I got Therese. You got Tammy. And,
I got Tammy, and it, you know, that but, shows that we just...
You know,
friends, and
you're my second choice, though. You're my backup, though.
Yeah, pass. Oh, no.
You're my backup if things don't go right. You know, no,
just don't back up into me.
Ooh.
Really? Welcome to Fun Times in Prison with Scott and Gary. All right. Yvonne, again, she said it's always music. It's her favorite entertainment. Sober, too. But if you have a broken heart, stay away from love songs for a while. And go. Mm-hmm. She suggests go right to rock and roll.
Right to rock and roll,
yeah. Just gets you going and stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you got a broken heart, don't want to have, like, you know, having my baby. You know, you don't want right. that stuff. And, right. you know, what you want is you want good hard rock songs like...
I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Exactly, right. Love hurts.
Yeah, love hurts. Mm-hmm. You know, Elton
Achy,
John.
Achy, breaky heart, guys.
Bitches back.
You,
you know, something, whatever.
Achy, breaky heart,
Achy,
right? There you
no.
go.
See, that's a sad one.
That's a.
It's sad that they made that much money on a song, Achy,
I
breaky
know.
Heart.
Well, it's because it became a meme, and everybody started making fun of it, and it became extremely popular for no reason.
I think it was
Is that
his
what
hair,
happened?
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was
happened.
Because there was a
Nobody
dance that went with
song.
It.
There was a dance that went with
it's
it.
It's a country line dance,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that
it was one of the first country line dances.
Yeah, anytime you could put like a line dance to a country song, it becomes a hit.
Yep.
You know? So, anyway. Hey, Lindsay's watching, a friend of mine, and, you know, I hope your dad's doing well, Lindsay. Send our best out to you. Yeah, so that's entertainment. What entertains you? Now, music, again, that's an easy one. Very therapeutic, fantastic. And if you're in a mood, you want to change your mood, music has a way of doing that. We all have our little guilty pleasures in music, too.
And that's I like, right.
You know, I've shared mine many times, and I don't mind saying one of my guilty pleasures is a song called Barbie Girl.
Yeah, yeah. He actually tells people that when we're...
And then people are just like, oh,
and
that's
when we're at the treatment
heart.
Center, he admits it.
Because now there's other songs that do it for me, but that's just kind of shocking to people because I don't even want to like the song, but I can't help but I do. It's, you know.
I tried.
It's like the song Don't Worry, Be Happy with Bobby McFerrin.
But that
don't
was interesting.
Worry,
you know, because it was all vocal. It was one of the first all vocal songs. And now they're doing it with Glee and they're doing it with, you know.
Yeah, it's called yeah. that acapella. It's called Without Music.
Right. Well, they also put it into a singing fish, so that helped a lot.
No.
I remember the singing fish.
I remember
right.
the singing
Billy
fish,
Bass.
Too.
Billy Bass, the singing
yeah.
fish.
Billy Bass.
I'd rather have something realistic like a talking fish saying, what the hell, man?
Is it a Mexican talking fish?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Did you ever hear a catch and release, asshole?
Yeah, right. Excuse me. That when you pass by it, you should go, excuse me, can you get me off of this?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Excuse
May
me.
I have a glass of water?
Something's fishy around here.
Oh.
All right. Oh. All right.
Oh.
So, music. What else is entertaining to people?
Well, sports, of course.
Sports. Playing sports, watching sports. I mean, it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I love playing golf. You and I still have not golfed together yet.
No, we haven't.
We gotta go.
Yeah, that would be the longest round.
Why did that come out like
Gary,
like what's
know
his
how
name?
To golf?
I know how to golf.
Oh, okay.
My dad
know.
Was a
I
big
was
golfer.
Just curious.
We gotta go.
My dad was a big golfer and made me golf whether I liked it or not.
My gross papa taught me to golf along with my grandma, and then I went to golf camp.
Golf camp.
There's I went to summer. Golf camp, guys. It's so exciting.
I want to put some good thoughts out there just for a moment. Lindsay's let me know that her father's doing much better. A good friend of mine for about 39 years or 36 years, David, a friend of mine, David, had some issues, and he's doing much better. And, you know, so Lindsay, our love to you and the family, and we hope that David continues his recovery, and hope to see you guys soon.
Yes. Yay.
Yeah, but golf, we got to go out and play golf. Mm-hmm. We got to, I used to love to shoot pool, too, but.
I like shooting pool.
I kind of tied that in with my drinking sometimes, so it really didn't, you know.
Right.
I was darts.
You know, just to the point where it's like you can't tell the stripes from the solids, you know.
I
mean, just.
I got one in.
What are you shooting at? Anything.
Right.
What are you shooting at? I'm leaning on a table, so yeah, I won't fall.
I'm not shooting. It. I'm not even playing this game.
That's it. What do you mean you're not supposed to throw up in the pockets?
I know what they're for.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a ball goes in the pocket. It goes...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
lovely.
Not quite the right sound.
Mm, yum.
Okay, we've gone disgusting now, folks.
Yes, we've gone into pool cues and vomit.
Board games entertain me. I love board games. You know, not games that are boring. Board games. Bored.
I don't know. They bored me.
No. Bored. Monopoly.
Oh, Monopoly. You need like about 2 weeks to play Monopoly.
Clue.
Risk.
When's the last time you played Clue?
Clue, I played a couple of years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
It was Gary in the library with the pipe wrench. First of all, why was Gary in the library?
That
what the
me.
Hell was he doing
you
with
got
a pipe
me
wrench?
Stumped. I was either committing murder or looking at pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you know, with a lead pipe. You hit him with a lead pipe. You
That's
cannot
what
kill
them.
People with a lead pipe.
Yeah, you can.
No, because lead has poison in it. And if you hit them and they get a cut and the lead gets in it, it could make them sick. There's logic there somewhere. And you don't want the people you're killing to be sick.
Well, instead of a lead pipe, they should have just had a pencil.
Yeah, why not just shove asbestos up his nose? Come on. Lead pipe.
Asbestos. What's wrong with Tammy. People? Tammy's back. She texted me hi.
Hello, Tammy.
Hello, sweetheart.
Hey, Alicia.
Glad you're here. I love you.
Alicia's saying hello. Hello. Yvonne says every time she plays Monopoly, it breaks out into a fight between the players. I want to tell you the secret.
Monopoly?
Yes. I want to tell you the secret to Monopoly right now. Forget Boardwalk and Park Place. Forget it. It's two properties. The percentage is too low. Go with the railroads.
The railroads?
Always buy up the railroads as soon as you can. If somebody else buys it, buy it from them. Or take it when they go take a leak.
You can't put a hotel. You can't.
You don't have to.
Railroads
people hit
do
them.
Not.
They're on every side of the board. There's four of them, and there's a higher percentage to land on a railroad than any other property, so you get the railroads.
You're talking Monopoly statistics?
I am talking Monopoly statistics.
Monopoly statistics.
It's
oh.
I'm telling you right now, buy those, and you know, don't buy Baltic and Mediterranean. That's you know the slumlord properties. You know,
yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It's like I got five hotels. You owe me $3.
Well, you know something, Monopoly. I just don't have the patience or the time for Monopoly.
See, I've got that. I will sit. I will start a game at 10 a.m. At 10 p.m., I'll still be going, and I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't get
at 10
people
p.m.
Always. Yes, I'll go 12 hours easy. No problem. If I'm doing something like Monopoly, because to me it becomes like, I like to conquer things. I like to beat people.
You just want everybody
That's
to
why I have
fight.
A lead pipe. That's why I have a lead pipe. I like to beat people. I just want what?
So it's Scott in the library with the lead pipe. You just want people to fall asleep so that you can, you know, kind of get into their bank account.
They don't have to fall asleep. All they got to do is take a potty break now and then, and I get what I need.
There you go. Spoken like a true
I never leave the table. Got a bucket under the chair. I'm good to go. All right.
Do you want to know what was in my cup today? It's not empty. That's the guess. You'll have to guess what's in it. Hello, Mike Parter. Darren.
I don't
Hello,
know what's
Darren.
In it because
David
you didn't
Barnes.
Offer to
Hello,
bring
David
me
Barnes.
Anything.
Oh man.
I don't know what's in it because you didn't offer me to bring you didn't say, "Hey Scott, I'm stopping to get a cup of mystery juice. Would you like some?"
Mystery juice.
I don't know what's in there.
I just saw an arrow float by my head.
Yeah, but you had pizza when you got here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'd like that back now.
You'll find it in the pool pocket.
You know what I love is this. Laughing with people.
Yeah, that's just entertaining.
It's entertaining to me.
We're hoping this is entertaining.
Well, and if it's not, then, you know, pretend it is and make us feel better because we're very sensitive people.
We are. Just text us and say how much you enjoy the show, all three people that I have right now.
I've got a bunch of people here. Jeff has joined. Lance is guessing club soda. Jeff is saying it's water.
Oh, we're actually getting people guessing, huh?
And Karen from Crazy Bad Costumes is watching. I hope you had a great
Halloween
season at Crazy Bad Costumes. I saw some pictures, like I think on Facebook or something, with a lot of people in their costumes and stuff.
Oh, did you?
It was awesome. It was awesome. We made some last minute changes to what we did for Halloween, so we didn't end up doing the full costume thing like we were going to do. But we're definitely looking forward to possibly doing that next year. But actually, we kind of figured out what we're going to do next year, but it's kind of a secret, so I'm not going to tell anybody.
Kind of a secret.
It's kind of a
secret.
What
is the difference between kind of a secret and a secret? A kind of a secret, you can mention that you have a secret, but you're not going to say anything?
You're allowed to give hints with kind of secrets. You're allowed to like hint, and then if you get it, then you get it.
I use it as a protection because I know I'm going to tell you in just probably 3 or 4 minutes. If I say it's a secret, then I tell you, then it's like, okay, you're never going to. But if I say it's kind of a secret, then I've given myself a little wiggle room.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, let's move on to something else, and then
I'll
remind you. Oh, okay.
The secret's out. Jurassic Park we're going to do next year.
So you're going to
decide.
You're going to flood your carport with iguanas.
Yeah.
And then you are going to show which Jurassic Park are you going to show on the side of your house?
They're all really deadly looking.
The first one and the third one. And probably not the other ones. But the first one is the best.
The
first one was the best one.
The third one.
So he's doing, what's that guy's name that was in it?
Sam Neill.
Jeff Goldblum?
Goldblum. So you're going to do like a Jeff Goldblum
Jurassic Park.
He was in one and two.
Sam Neill was in one and three.
Sam Neill was in three?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's entertainment.
That's my move.
All right, what else we got here? We got somebody guessing Sprite is in your cup, and I can tell you by looking at it, it is not Sprite. And if it is Sprite, I would throw it out right away.
I believe it is a hot beverage.
Because
it is a hot beverage.
There is warmth to his cup, but that just might be his sweaty hands.
Hey, can I say hello to Billy Wells and Michelle? And
Karen had a great idea before you do.
What's that?
Karen, Crazy About Costumes, again, Fort Lauderdale, our friends. Said, you and Tammy should dress in, Teresa and I should do this with you, as Sergeant Peppers.
As Sergeant Pepper?
The four of us could do Sergeant Peppers.
That would be a good idea.
That's right.
That
would be fun.
Odd.
I'm Ringo, because then I don't have to worry about if, because that I'm not handsome.
Wow.
Who
usually just volunteers to be Ringo? That's great.
I want to make him feel better. He's still alive. He might hear this.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening right now. Yeah.
For me to say John Lennon was the greatest really doesn't mean shit now because he's gone.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
I hope we pass the audition.
That was John. Sorry, I had to say that. When it comes to Beatles, I have to correct immediately.
I haven't given out the number yet. We got a call. Anybody want to guess who this is?
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry.
It took long enough.
I apologize.
I'm hiding in the bathroom.
You what?
I'm hiding in the bathroom from my boss.
I'm sorry. She's in the bathroom.
Message Gary. Scott, you're such a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
No, I was the nerd.
I'm just messing with you.
You were a nerd.
I was the nerd.
Oh yeah.
He was the scarecrow. I was the nerd.
I was a scarecrow.
You were the nerd. How you been, guys?
Doing well. How about you?
I am so blessed. It's ridiculous.
Oh, good.
But I do have some entertaining things I like.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, playing with your cats with a laser pointer.
Okay.
That's good. I like showing how retarded cats can be.
That would require you to have cats in your house,
cats.
Which I cannot abide by. But if you can, that's
Gary
good.
Gary loves cats.
I do. I don't have any cats now. I have old people.
What? What about people watching?
Do old people chase the laser pointer too?
Yeah, but they do it very slowly.
It's actually in the shape of a, you know, never mind.
With their early bird
Eskimo pie.
It's an early bird special sign that is on a laser pointer. That, all right.
No, it's an Eskimo pie.
What was the other thing, Terry?
People watching.
Oh, well, I love people watching. I've often said I go to the airport at least an hour before I even have to be there. Because they say like an hour and a half early. I go like 2.5 early because I love to sit and watch people in airports. The most amazing.
Well, try Walmart, but we won't go there again, right? The calendar of Walmart.
Oh, I could go to Walmart. Okay. You go back to their camping gear. You get one of their chairs, and then you stop over in their little food court, and you get some popcorn. You set it up by the front door, and you got entertainment all day.
Oh, hey, how about dinner parties with games?
No, love dinner parties, love games, love all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay, either
dinner parties with games. Yeah, that's
on your bicycle.
You're bored. You're counting scratches on the bicycle and cleaning your ears out.
Yeah. I love that part. You can go, and Scott cracks up after the counting the scratches on the bicycle every time I hear that.
I forgot what show that was.
Don't mind me, I have a headache.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
God.
Okay,
God.
One last one.
All right, last one.
Mm-hmm.
Arts and crafts.
Oh, bore me to death.
You see, now I can't abide by that.
Really?
Because you got to make a choice. I don't believe you either need to do arts or crafts. I mean, just to say arts and crafts is too broad
crafts.
Of a spectrum.
I like
are you
going to
do arts
craft?
Or are you going to do crafts?
I like to do or.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. Okay, well, I forgot the most important one. I can't believe it. Ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Personal entertainment.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Now we know why she's in the bathroom at work.
Now
all
get
right,
your so mind out of the bathroom.
Terry, Terry, you have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Well, I got to say one more thing.
Oh, of course. Go ahead.
Hi, Tammy.
Bye, Terry.
Bye, Terry.
All right.
Our she's number is 954-210-5413. Call us.
Call in if you want to talk to us.
That was Terry. Call in. We you know, it's not just a personal number for Terry, even though we like when Terry calls. Call in. You can call in too and have your voice broadcasted over our the station with
forgive us. This is Gary's first show. He doesn't know what exactly happens when we talk.
I'm having a peeve.
You're having a peeve. Oh, now we're going back to the third show. Yvonne says it's tea in your cup. Is it tea in your cup?
It's not tea in my cup.
It's not tea.
It's not. What kind of cup is it,
Gary,
folks?
Do you drink tea?
No, I don't drink tea.
I didn't think so.
No.
I'm trying to slowly give them hints.
I tried to drink tea. Because I wanted to be one of those guys. I tried smoking a pipe.
Yeah.
Not like bad pipe. Like, you know, just a regular pipe, you know. Mm-hmm. Sherlock Holmes thing. And I wanted to drink tea. And I wanted to say, I, you know, smoke pipe and drink tea. And I didn't like either one of them.
Why don't you just move to England?
I didn't like it, you know.
No.
No, yeah. So I said, screw it. I'm back to my coffee and Marlboros, you know. But I quit smoking, by the way. I quit smoking and
that's
I did
right.
all of that.
And but you should just go to England if
why?
You want, because they smoke pipes and they drink tea.
Did you drink tea while you were in England?
No.
No, because I'm not English.
I didn't move there.
You walked around with, I saw you walking around, were you wearing a beret when you were in Europe?
No, it was a hat.
It was a hat.
It was
a beret is
hat.
A hat.
It's a floppy hat that I was wearing backwards.
Okay, a floppy hat
is a beret.
Is a beret.
No, it's a beret though.
I thought you stopped and got one of those berets and said, oh, I'll fit right in.
No, but I did get a beret from Michael, who is in Wolfpack, and he has no hair on his head, so he likes to wear a beret.
All right, Ruth is saying you got hot water in your cup. How are people not getting this?
What kind of cup is this?
Oh, I love
you
guys.
Would you like a hint?
You guys are awesome.
Okay, it's good to the last drop.
Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah. That was entertaining. Good commercials are entertaining.
And most times. Now every once in a while we get a Super Bowl that's like out of this world, right?
Yeah.
But good commercials generally are better than the Super Bowl itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not big on watching sports, so if I'm stuck at a Super Bowl party, then I will watch the commercials.
You don't and watch I'll any cheer. Sports at all?
I'll cheer. If a Geico commercial comes on, at the end of the commercial, I'll go, yeah!
You don't have like a football team that you say, hey, go.
Usually the majority of the people that are in the room.
So whoever they're going with, you just kind of go with them.
I go, yeah.
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 Go, Green Bay Bears.
Yeah, I just say, go.
Green Merman, whatever you are.
You know, when it comes to, you know, look at that. That I see a foul there that's it's a strike. I know nothing about sports.
Oh, it's so apparent. So apparent.
Hey, you want to hear this? Scott Jonas. My cousin Scott Jonas. Does that name sound kind of familiar to you?
A little bit.
Yeah.
We're related, you know.
That well, almost.
Almost.
Almost. Scott Jones, Scott Jonas. Scott Jonas, Scott
yes,
Jonas.
Yes, however, when I was in San Diego, people called me Mr. Jonas. So, I mean, you know, it was just the way it was. Cordy is watching right now.
Oh, Cordy. Wonderful.
Hey, Cordy.
My daughter, Cordy. Everybody say, hi, Cordy.
Hi, Cordy.
Okay, that was really
what's
awesome.
What's up?
All right, never mind.
I'm trying to be cool everybody. Now.
All right.
Paige and Michelle. And
all right. So.
So entertaining. Guitar playing. Scott plays guitar now. He just picked up guitar because he wanted some entertainment.
Scott's
guitar playing is entertaining.
It's not me.
No, not Scott
oh,
Jonas.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Not Scott Jones. My cousin Scott is playing guitar now.
Excellent.
He sent me a couple of videos. He's doing quite well, too.
It's a great thing. I sweated a little bit the other night because Guitar Center sent me a 15% off.
Oh.
I'm like, because I was doing some work and I went, I'm sitting at home and I'm on my laptop and I'm typing up. I got to write these papers. I'm doing all this stuff and I look up my email and I see this thing and I actually whimpered a little bit. I went,
Yeah, right.
And Teresa, she goes, what? Is it 15% off guitar? No, you don't!
I have one space in my guitar stands there.
I got to sell six so I can buy one at this point. That's the deal we have. If I get rid of six, I can buy one. I got more guitars. An octopus could not play my guitars. I mean, I got more guitars.
Good.
I got more guitars than guitar people have.
So do I. And I like having all those guitars.
I know.
And
there's no reason for it either.
They'll say, how many guitars do you have to have? And I'll just say, just one more.
Just one more.
Just one more.
Yes. I have four guitars and a ukulele.
I've got two ukuleles.
And almost guitar.
I got two ukuleles, 12 guitars, one bass, and a keyboard.
And
a partridge in a pear tree.
I have two acoustics.
And a kazoo.
And a kazoo.
And two electric.
And a kazoo. And
I have five guitars.
And I have figured out Beethoven's Fifth on my armpit farts. So, I mean, that's actually
that's
an
talent.
Instrument. Yes, it is. It takes a long time. But if you listen and if you play the tape back very fast, you could hear Beethoven's Fifth. All right.
Michelle says it's coffee. Congratulations, Michelle.
Wow.
You won.
Michelle, thank you very much.
Hello, Vivian.
It's about time. Coffee?
I know.
Sorry.
Really?
It's coffee.
All right. I gotta go over a few things before we start getting into the curiosities and some other things that we got to do today.
The curiosities.
Before we get to those, somebody said something to me the other day. They said the phone is ringing off the hook, and it got me thinking. What? What happens if you take the phone off the hook? What does it not do anymore?
Ring.
It doesn't ring.
Well, you notice I had to think about that.
Yes. Because we don't even think about phones anymore. We're thinking about, you know, our cell phones and stuff.
Well, that's, you know why they say that.
No.
It's because it.
Because it's stupid.
Because when the phone rings, it kind of, you know, if it rings loud, it's like the phone is ringing all the time. It's just jiggling. The phone is ringing. The ring is making the phone jiggle. So
right.
You
have to stop basing your reality on the cartoons you watched as a child.
We're talking about entertainment, right? The cartoons are what made my life when I was a kid, and that was entertainment.
So I thought, if that one's wrong, there must be so many others that are just like don't make sense. It's a dog eat dog world. I've never seen a dog eat another dog. I've seen a dog bite another dog. I've seen dogs attack each other. I've seen people attack each other.
Right.
But dog eat dog. Dogs don't eat dogs.
These aren't.
Why do we say it's a dog eat dog world? This is not curiosities. These are just questions. These are semi curiosities.
Well, you know basically what it basically means, though. I mean, it means that everybody's out for themselves, and if you leave yourself open, you're going to get swallowed up.
I get it. It's a dog eat dog world, and I'm wearing milk bone underwear. I understand that. Okay,
do you? Because I don't. I don't get that one.
Okay. How about rules are made to be broken? No, rules are made to be followed. People do break them, but that's not what they're made for.
Rules are made to be followed. That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
They're not made to be broken.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting one.
There's more than one way to skin a cat. I didn't even know there was one way. Somebody tell me, how do you do it?
Yeah, and why would you do it?
And why would somebody have to need more than one way?
If you're not from Vietnam.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you ever have anybody tell you to put a little elbow grease into something?
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you got elbow grease, shower. Stop working. You ever been with somebody with greasy elbows? Yeah. I mean, no.
My grandmother was told to put elbow grease on the floor, and she went out to try to find elbow grease. That is a true story.
Oh, seriously?
That is a true story. She says, you got to put a little elbow grease into it. And she went out and tried to find elbow grease.
Wow.
This is the family that I come from.
How about things like get all of your ducks in a row? You ever hear somebody say that?
Yeah.
Just let me get all my ducks in a row.
Right. Ducks travel in rows.
Yes, but they're not yours.
Well, it depends on what adoption company you're...
Why not say, let me get all my things in order? It's the same number of words. Ducks in a row, things in order. Same number of words. But why do we got to talk about ducks? What's the problem with ducks? You got a problem with ducks? What is your issue with ducks?
I think it's ducked up. I think you need to calm down a little bit.
I think it's ducked up, man.
I think it's cuter.
It's cute, yeah.
Just let me get my ducks in a row.
Oh, isn't that special? Isn't that special? You got ducks in a row.
I have to get my ducks in a row.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's ducks in a row. It's a funny little anecdote.
We went for the big word.
And it's probably wrong.
Whenever we say anecdote, we always like, is that how it's said? Wait a minute.
Yeah, right.
Am I using it in the right way?
Yeah.
Am I using it in the right way?
Is it anecdotally correct? I'll give you another. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Obviously, you don't have kids. Anybody who has kids knows there are entirely stupid questions.
And obviously you haven't talked to me quite some time. Yeah. I'd like to say hello to Debbie Miller and Nicole Yarling. Debbie Miller, I haven't seen Debbie Miller. I hope Scott's doing well. There's another. She's, do you know Scott too? There's Scott's all over the place.
There's a lot of Scott's.
A lot of Scott's.
Like
a
roll,
there's so many Scott's, you can make a roll of toilet paper out of us.
Wait, just let me get my Scott's in a row.
Scott's in a row, yeah.
Get all my Scott's
there's
in a row.
There's more than one way to skin a Scott, let me tell you right now. All right. Hey, you know what? Let's take a moment and remind everybody that...
Take a moment?
Let's take a moment.
What do you mean, take a moment?
I know.
What is taking a all moment?
Right. I'm going to leave a moment.
There you go. That was a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what do you do when there's a moment? You should do something for each moment.
Yeah.
Like that. If there's a moment. See, each moment is a moment in time, but once that moment has happened, the moment has passed.
But it's not a moment anymore. Now it's a memory.
Well, hold on. Let me take a moment.
No, don't take a moment. The weekend's coming. I got like four left. Don't take one.
I could give you a moment. All right.
Oh, God. I just had a moment. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Live Out Loud podcast. We do have a purpose other than just entertaining ourselves.
That's right.
Which we do very well. That's entertainment.
We come here. You guys listen in, but we are just having a great time.
Oh, I have to put this out here because this is actually a good segue for us. Our friend Pedro sent a message out to you and I. Says, "Hi guys, how you doing? I want to thank you for everything and let you know that I am still doing well.
All right, Pedro. Pedro,
you are that is a classy dude, and you always have been. One of the best characters we've ever met. Just a great guy. Be true to yourself, my friend, and just keep doing the right thing. Good things will happen, Ben.
All right, Pedro. That's really great to hear.
Pedro was
a great guy. He was a great example to everybody else.
Yeah. And first day I met him, I thought, this guy's a little scary.
Yep, but he was great.
Then he laughed.
Yep.
And he had this great smile and laugh that was just like, wow, I'm going to be this guy's friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe we helped him, but I know he helped us because he inspired us, right?
He inspired, and plus he inspired a lot of the other clients. He was really, really down to earth, told you what he liked and what he didn't like, but he always had a great mood.
Yes, he did.
He was always in a good mood, and he was always looking out for himself, because he started to love himself, and then he showed love for everybody else.
Absolutely.
And he was a great example. Is
a great example.
Pedro,
this is not a memorial yet. Pedro, great job. But this inspires us, and this inspires us to do Live Out Loud podcast and to do the things that we do in our lives, including things like Addiction Training Center. ATC, Addiction Training Center, if you want to find out more about it, it's addictiontrainingcenter.com. Addiction Training Center trains people to deal with people with addiction problems and mental health disorders. It shows people how to do an intervention. It actually trains people and can certify them as a certified event interventionist. We are approved through NADAC, ATC. We also go around and we help with help other treatment centers, you know, all over the place with programming. And if you or someone you love is having a problem with addiction, if you call us at the Addiction Training Center, specifically you're going to talk to Karen.
Karen, wonderful person.
Yeah, the best. If you've got a problem or have any questions about how you can get involved and help, maybe you want to become an interventionist and help the people you work with or family members or people in your community and be of service, there's no greater thing than helping another human being. And
especially
if you can save them from addiction. Yeah.
Yeah. If you have an addiction or you know somebody who has an addiction, they're not alone. They have people that want to help, and we're here to help. We've seen what addiction can do to a person, and it's a pattern. It's a road that you follow, and you need the comfort of somebody else to help you get off of that road. So many people try to do it alone and just cannot do it. And at a treatment center that I've been working at, you get to see the change in people. And when they're there, it's mind-blowing. It's like a light going on.
Right.
And sometimes that light stays on. Sometimes it doesn't. But there's always hope. There's always hope. If there's hope, there's a way of getting off of an addiction.
Wherever you are, if you need help, it's time for you to reach out to Addiction Training Center. Reach out and talk to Karen. And join with Gary and I as we start to make a change to help as many people as possible. The number you want to call, excuse me, is 786-514-0893. That's 786-514-0893. If you've been turned down by other places for treatment, especially if you're down here in South Florida, you've been turned down or you have Medicaid or Obamacare, one of those insurances that they don't accept, we've got the answer for you as well. We got places where you can get help.
Yeah.
We work with great places, including everything from the Beachcomber to our friends at Chrysalis to all over the place. There's some excellent, excellent treatment centers. There's excellent help for people who need it. And like I said, if you want to get involved and become trained and work with us to make a change, call the Addiction Training Center, 786-514-0893. And speaking of working, if you guys like what we do and would like to try this yourselves, don't do this at home. No.
No, do not do this at home.
But
come to
Broadcast Beat Studios.
Broadcast Beat Studios.
Right here. This is Broadcast
Beat. Look at this studio.
Look at this. Look at this. You look like Vanna White for a minute. Look at this lovely studio filled with wonderful prizes.
No. Look at this studio.
Yeah. You know, if you're watching the video, there's this studio. You want to do green screen, talk shows, any kind of video work, any kind of commercial or infomercial.
There it
is. If you want to do a podcast, if you want to do, we've got a satellite room. You can link satellites if you've got an appearance that you're supposed to be somewhere. There's so many things going on right here at Broadcast Beat Studio. We can't even explain it all.
They're showing it to you right now. If you're watching us right now, you're seeing the facility right now. It's incredible. Incredible. Clean, top, state-of-the-art.
If you want to get in touch with Gary or I, then this is the number you're going to call. If you want to get involved, do your own podcast, do a music video, do anything to do with any of this stuff, you just want to come in and have a tour and maybe think about some future projects for you or your company, call Gary and I. Our Live Out Loud Productions number is 833-LOL-LIVE.
833-LOL-LIVE. How easy is that?
It couldn't be easier if I said it again. 833-LOL-LIVE. See, now it's even easier.
833, what was it?
LOL-LIVE.
Okay, relax, Billy Mays.
call now.
Hey, Billy Mays had nothing on Scott Jones.
That's right. That's right. You think he did? I made him disappear. He was a competition.
Oh,
hello,
no,
Joanne. Joanne says, great job. We're doing a great job. Thank you,
thank
Joanne.
You.
Nice to see your message there.
Pedro says, thank you, guys. Really appreciate it. Pedro, we appreciate you. And Cordy says, you guys are amazing. Love you guys. And we love you too, Cordy.
We love you too, Cordy.
Cordy's my daughter, guys. I mean, come on. You know?
I mean, come on.
So now.
I mean, come on. What does that mean?
You know what it means?
I mean, come on.
I mean,
do you
come
really
on.
Mean come on?
I mean, come on. Literally.
Come on, 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 come on.
You know? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Come on. Everybody's got something to hide.
Everybody's got something to hide except me and my monkey.
Come on, 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 come on. Okay.
What time is it?
I'm ready.
What are you ready for?
I am ready for some of Scott's Curiosities.
I think we can do Scott's Curiosities right now.
I said it kind of mellow like.
Say it for real. Say it like you mean it. Get me excited.
I am ready for Scott's Curiosities.
Oh, I'm excited now. My nipples could cut diamonds. I'm so excited. All right. Let's. All right. So. Scott's Curiosities. These are things that I think about when I'm sleeping in the shower, hanging out, or supposed to be doing some real work. These are the things that come to my head. Do you realize trying to get rich by playing the lottery is like trying to commit suicide by flying commercial airlines?
I'm sorry.
Was that too much? Were there too many words for you?
No, I was liking somebody saying we're doing a good job.
Trying to get rich by playing the lottery is like trying to commit suicide by flying commercial airlines. The odds of either one of them happening are the same.
Yeah, good, good. You remember that when you're trying to fly.
Smurf, did you get
you'll
that
win
one?
The lottery
I
first.
I got it immediately. Gary's a... Gary
he was actually reading when he
I
wasn't paying attention.
I was reading.
He was reading.
I wasn't
What's
ready
that
for
say?
Scott's Curiosities. It said doing a great job.
Do your sexting on your own time. All right.
Okay.
You know, if you're no longer covered by your parents' insurance, you know how they kind of cut you off?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's basically your manufacturer warranty running out.
Oh.
Your
okay.
parents made you
yes,
a manufacturer
yeah,
warranty.
Right.
Okay, all right. I wonder what my dog named me. They got to come up with their own names for us.
Right.
I wonder what my dog named me.
That's right, but can't call you, right?
Food.
I think he called you Ruff.
Yes.
He went, Ruff.
All right.
And that's what you're named.
When a pregnant
your
woman...
Your name is Bark.
Bark.
Bark Jones.
When a pregnant woman goes swimming, she's actually a human submarine.
Oh. That's what
we got the Smurf for that one. That's it. Smurf fell out of her chair in the control room. That's it.
That's or what is it? It's not like a submarine. What is it? Those things that just drop to the bottom of the ocean. Those
a submarine.
No.
It's called a rock.
No. It's
my friend Vinny. You know he's got something that drives right to the bottom of the ocean. It's not around his leg.
Concrete
it's
shoes.
Called concrete.
Yeah. No.
All right. Forget about it.
Okay.
Submersibles. Diving bells?
No, that's a submarine. A submersible is a submarine.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Well, I'm trying to figure out what he's saying.
No, that's okay. The submarine, because she's swimming. Yeah,
she's swimming. Yeah, yeah. Also,
but that only carries one person.
If she sunk right to the bottom, then she'd be drowned.
That was pretty funny.
Drowned. Drowned.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay. I realized the other night I'm going to be the very last person to die in my lifetime. I know this. I'm like That's a psychic. True. I already know it. I already know in my lifetime I'm going to be the very last person to die.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the last person that you know that will die.
I know you're blown away, folks. It's amazing. I don't know how I do it either.
How does he think of these things?
I don't know where it comes from.
It makes me want to go.
I don't know where it comes from, but I got a feeling I know where it's going to put me. It's a padded cell.
Maybe they'll give you a crayon, and then you'll get really good at drawing with your toes.
Joanne says torpedoes. She's like, no, that's not the thing that goes down. Is not
it's
what
a,
I was thinking about.
It's a diving pod.
It's a diving pod, right.
About, all
right.
Yeah.
Right. But diving she says pod. Torpedoes. Now, a torpedo would be if the pregnant lady gave birth while she was swimming. That would be a torpedo. Okay. Next.
She's a submarine and she's like, release the torpedo, and out comes the baby.
All of a sudden,
out comes the baby.
She's swimming along, and all of a sudden she like shoots across the pool.
That's right. There's a torpedo.
All right.
Could also be a yo-yo.
It's just so wrong.
Oh, you got me, Gary.
There's so much wrong.
Okay, next.
I realized this last night. In order for me to fall asleep, I got to pretend that I've fallen asleep. Think about it. When you go to sleep, what do you have to do? You have to close your eyes and pretend you're sleeping so you can fall asleep.
Right.
The ultimate fake it till you make it. You know what I'm saying? You can't, right. It's not that you can't like pretend not to fall asleep. You got to pretend you're falling asleep for you to fall asleep. All right. If two people on the opposite side of the world. One world.
You should start this again. Okay?
If two people on the opposite side of the world. If two people on the opposite ends of the earth each drop a slice of bread, would the earth become one big sandwich?
That's so weird.
But
that is so weird.
When viewed from the proper distance, it's accurate.
So
anything between two slices of bread is a sandwich. We determine that.
That's right. So if somebody in New York dropped a slice of bread and somebody in China dropped a piece of bread, that's what you're talking
right.
about.
The world would be a sandwich.
It would be an overstuffed sandwich.
It would be an overstuffed. It'd be
very overstuffed.
It would be amazing.
That's okay. I think we should try that.
All right. We're getting
but
a
they
lot
have
of
to drop it at the same time.
Darren saying, LOL, LOL, good episode. All right. Yeah, we named it LOL.
Thank you,
Darren. No, he's saying laugh out loud. Okay, all right, all right. Okay, let me see. Why do they call it raw sewage? Is there any other kind? I mean,
there's organic sewage.
No, sewage is sewage, okay?
I know.
It's okay. There's raw sewage.
Sewage.
You don't hear about, hey,
sewage.
Here, have some of this clean sewage. By the way, that's what was in Gary's cup. All right. If you're driving a hearse and you got a body in the back, can you drive in the carpool lane?
You know, I think so.
Wow.
Think about it.
Interesting.
It says
interesting.
Two occupants. So just because the person's dead doesn't mean they're not an occupant. They have rights too.
They do have rights.
So
they do have rights.
All right.
But I don't know how, if you could really, you know, fight that ticket that way. You know, I have you're not done yet, are you?
I got two more.
Okay, well then before you do those two, I don't want to end on mine, but I came up with a couple myself.
All right, let's okay. go.
All right.
We got
curiosities.
No. We cannot use Gary's Curiosities because Scott's Curiosities is not trademarked and it's too close. Okay. So we'll have Gary's Ponderings.
These are ponderings.
Is Gary's
okay.
Ponderings.
Why can't an oak tree be a Christmas tree? Who says an oak tree can't be a Christmas tree? I got a little something out of you there.
That works.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
All right.
All right.
Now, tangerines are just dwarf oranges.
This,
They're just little, like little people.
Dwarf oranges. Not politically correct. They're little people oranges. They're little fruit, little oranges.
little people oranges, right? Why do we say it is what it is, but we don't say it isn't what it isn't?
It ain't what it ain't.
It ain't what it ain't.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And what exactly does that mean?
It is what it is?
Yeah. Try to explain that without saying it's what it is. It is what it is. What do you mean by that? It is what it... You can't explain it.
Yeah.
How do you explain it without using those words?
Well, it is what it is.
Exactly.
But it isn't what it isn't.
Okay. It isn't what it isn't because... Okay.
But I did... I think the oranges was...
I like the oranges. Tangerines are...
Right. It took me all week to come up with three. Okay.
All right, so I was watching baseball the other night, and I realized the Cincinnati Reds were actually the very first Major League Baseball team. Who did they play? They were the very first baseball team. Cincinnati Reds.
Uh-huh.
Very first Major League Baseball team. Who did they play? If you're the first one, what do you stand there and wait for somebody else to have an idea to invent a team to? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, and the number one team in the league, Cincinnati Reds, playing nobody.
But they were the number one.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
They won the first World Series, the first unofficial World Series.
Yeah, it is what it is. Okay, finally, this is just something, and this thought goes through my head more often than I care to admit. Where do people in hell tell people to go?
To one of the other rings.
You bump into somebody in hell, what do they say? You can't say, hey, go to hell. No. I'm there. Get out of hell.
If you base it off of Dante's Infernos, you go off to one of the other rings.
Some idiot always brings up Dante's Infernos.
That is me.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Okay, you're about the only one.
There are multiple layers of hell.
Yeah, you're this being one of them. This conversation.
No, you're going to the first ring, buddy.
That's right.
This conversation it occupies about three of the first four rings. All right.
Well, I think your best curiosity today was the one about the oranges.
I think my best curiosity was when I sat down before the mic turned on and said, why the hell do I even do this?
We do it because we have fun, and that's entertainment.
That's entertainment. All right. My favorite is going to be the pregnant woman submarine.
The pregnant woman submarine. That was good.
That's got me.
That was good. And Joanne also says... That if you're in hell and you bump into somebody, you tell them, say, hey, go chill.
All right. No, that's good. That makes sense.
Tell them to go chill.
That makes sense. Gary, what do we got coming on this weekend for music?
This weekend we have the Wolfpack is going to be at Old School Square tonight. The Long Run is going to be at Aventura.
So Old School Square tonight for the Wolf Pack, that's in Boca, and then a Long Run down in Aventura.
Aventura and
wait, Old School, is it Delray or Boca?
Delray. Delray Beach, right on Atlantic Avenue.
Yeah.
Come see us, and tomorrow with the Long Run, they're having a special guest, Billy Livesay.
Who is this?
Yeah, Billy Livesay. He's a local musician that is... quite talented.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
He's taking my place tomorrow because I am doing a show with Wolfpack, one that was booked for at least a year and a half.
You cross over a lot. Every once in a while, you got to kind of like, sorry, guys.
I guess you also
base it on, which one needs you more at that moment, too. I mean, sometimes.
Well, David from Wolfpack is very, very cool. He's got two other singers, and if I leave it up to him because he kind of, sets it up. And then, I've been with the Long Run for...
A long run. It's been a long run.
It's been a long run.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us. If you get a chance, that's entertainment. I mean, go out and enjoy Gary and his music, whether you're going to watch him with The Long Run or Wolfpack or whoever else. And sometimes he just sings on the corner with a cup. Stop and applaud. He likes that a lot. But don't give him money because he'll just use it on hair products.
And you can see how well those work. What a waste of money.
You know, we're going to have to make a little plan for us guys. Go out and do some bromance stuff and take our ladies, go out and have some fun.
Let's play golf.
Let's go play. I want to go play golf so bad.
Yep.
Yeah, it's getting towards that time of the year when you could go outside in Florida.
And it'd be nice and cool. Golf courses. Yeah. Right now would be a nice place to go. It's, of course, they double their prices during this time of the year, but...
Yeah, but, you know, snowing back up in Syracuse where I'm from, it's snowing right now. My father's got snow in his backyard. He sent me a picture.
Yeah, gorgeous picture, too.
That's why I love Florida, because when everybody else is starting to pull their winter coats out, we're stepping outside in our t-shirts saying, oh, finally decent enough I can sit by the pool.
Right.
You know? But you can't do that in August.
No.
You know, because it's a little something called, you know, bursting into flame. That happens. Yeah, it's not good. Right. You get a suntan? No, I exploded. All right. Anything else you want to add for the...
I'm melted.
I'm melted
away. We're being asked, when will we be live again?
Smurf, I'm thinking Saturday.
I think next Saturday.
Next
Saturday, we will be on the
11 a.m.
Yes. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled...
Look at Tammy just joined.
Tammy.
All right, Tammy.
Just in time for us to say bye, Tammy. No. No, we actually are.
See you soon, sweetheart. I love you.
We are at the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for listening. Again, if you want to talk about addiction, you have any problems, you want to get help or get somebody that you know some help, call us at 786-514-0893. Talk to Karen. We're here to help you guys with addictions and all other problems related to mental health and addictive behavior. Beyond that, this is Live Out Loud. We're telling you to go out there, live, be loud, be proud, have fun, be brave, be bold. Just do something.
Tell people to tune in. Tune in next Saturday. What time again? 1 o'clock?
11 o'clock.
11
next Saturday.
O'clock on Saturday. 11 o'clock.
Have everybody tune in. Share it with your friends. Whoever shares it with the most friends will win something. I don't know what. Don't look at me like, you know, Gary, I was hoping you'd say something.
We have pizza left over.
We got pizza left over.
And coffee.
And this is a month-long contest, so we'll see what that pizza looks like then. All right.
But if you're really hungry, I mean, who knows?
For now, I want to thank everybody for joining us. I'm Scott.
I'm Gary.
And we got Smurf over in the booth. We're saying, everyone, have a great week.
Be nice to people.